Live from Hickory, it's country-ish. Hit it, Alan.
Just a country boy, and he's making it good. He was Jaws' underdog, resting Beaver Rawls, living next to the wood. He liked to eat the sushi, but he don't even fish. Not so much a country boy, it's more like he's country-ish. Moved out of Hickory and headed for Southern Cal. Wound up TV and film, making popsicle proud. Now this country boy is back with his family. Got himself a podcast, he knows it'll last, cause he's in Hickory.
That's right, I am from Hickory. I'm happy about it. Hope you're happy, no matter where you are. What up, bumpkins? You're about to watch and or listen to episode 74 of Country-ish, and we got a home run of a show for you today. Very funny comedian going to be zooming into the show, Preacher Lawson. Also, we got residual checks for days. Look at all these residual checks. Someone is going to win one of these residual checks tonight on this show. Also, a small town news story. It's crazy. Let me ask you this question. Do you remember the last VHS tape that you rented? What was it? I want to know. Leave in the comments section. Also, we're doing best trends and a meme. Isn't that great? But I want you to know, we're going live right now on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And we're looking at your comments. Well, I'm not looking at them. I've got interns that do that for me. I got two interns back there. One of them's checking Facebook. One of them's checking the YouTubes. We got intern Elliot and Isaiah the intern back there doing the three-fingered wave, looking sharp. So leave a comment, and we'll read your comment from time to time. And also, hit the share button. That's how we grow. That's why I got my new share hat, see? So if you hit that share button, that'll help us. And we're also a regular old podcast. Anywhere you get your podcast, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Stitcher, whatever, anywhere. We're everywhere. And we're growing because of you. But let me get to the man sitting across from me. Very tall guy. Comes in around 73 feet, 2 inches. That's ridiculous, but he's a very tall guy. Also, very tan right now. We'll get into that. I'm talking about the Southeastern man of mystery, Mr. Sebastian. How are you?
What's up, brother?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
You looking nice and tan.
Oh, it's a bronzer. You can buy it at the... Nope.
No, you get the real... You go down into Florida and get that real sunshine.
I get the vitamin D, man. That keeps the COVID away.
Does it?
That's what I hear.
Oh, well, good for you, then. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming. I had a fun weekend. Hung out with Jody. We watched a movie called Nobody. And I highly recommend this film if you're stuck at home or whatever. You want something good to stream. It's on Amazon Prime. I think it's Bob Odenkirk plays the lead in it, and it's great. It's kind of like a little bit of Die Hard mixed with a little bit of John Wick. It's like this family guy. He's kind of a boring job, regular Joe kind of dude, and then there is a home invasion, and he wusses out, and then he gets That was your fault. Okay, this just happened. I love this, by the way. This is great.
You don't get an
I thought you too. Farted. I didn't think that was your phone. His phone just vibrated, and it was on the desk, so it made this noise, but more like a fart noise. So I honestly thought you farted, and well, I was thinking, fun of me.
Am
I making? No. Well, I was thinking, am I ignoring this? Am I going to keep going?
We'll do this next time. We'll throw some pranks on you next time, maybe do some farts on.
But then I looked down and saw the phone, which is why I was able to say it. So cheers, buddy.
Comments are coming through like crazy.
Are they?
Yeah, they're sharing. People sharing. Every time I get somebody shares, it's
farts. Oh, that's what that was.
It's a fart.
Oh, good,
yeah,
good,
it's
good,
fart
good,
noise.
Anyway, watch Nobody. It was pretty good. Good revenge, action-packed film. And we also... So this happened in Hickory, of all places. You sent this to me.
Yes.
I want to say this was maybe 2 weeks ago. And we didn't talk about it last week, so I thought this would be perfect because you're in here, and you're the one who alerted me to this. There was a car crash at an adult store here in Hickory called Knight's Secrets. Apparently, some dude just plowed his car right into the front of the store. And I thought, well, wow. let's do a quick meme caption this. And I put this up on my Facebook page. And I told you guys, hey, quick meme, quick caption this, what you got? And there's some good ones up there. Alan, I'm looking at this screen and it's working, but the comments are right behind that phone. Oh, here we go. LOL, best thing I can think of. Hey, lady, that thing got a Hemi. I knew the Hemi comment was coming. That's great. There's a couple of good ones on there. Let me go to my Facebook page. All right. Let's scroll up there, Alan, where I can see the comments.
Yeah, well.
That's okay.
It's the ones on the thing just did on your post are here. But
yes.
Not individual.
Are you on the photos. Facebook? Yeah. All right. Here's some good ones.
Secrets out. Yeah.
I tried to caption, but Facebook was triggered when I mentioned uncensored Pontiac penetration photos. that one got 8 likes. That was by Cliff Colmery. David Snyder says, looks like someone made their own glory hole.
That's good.
That is That's a good pretty one. Good. I like that one. That one got 3 likes. This one got 12. It says, if they had more lube, they could have crashed through the back door.
Well, at least they could have went through the back door instead of the front door.
Right. Well, here's also just know no one got hurt in this.
That's amazing.
So it's okay to make fun of this because no one's got hurt. Yeah.
Some of the photos, I think some things did get hurt.
Oh, yeah. Structural damage for sure. That lady, that mannequin didn't move.
She stayed there, but there's a lot of
dildos on the floor. I saw that. Mitch Adkin or Aiken. He said, I see he wasn't able to pull out in time. These are great. One of my favorite ones. Let's see here. Yeah, this one got, this is the best one, I think. Scott Miller on Facebook said, looks like someone had a case of premature acceleration.
I like
that one.
That is great, Scott.
Shout out Scott Miller on that one. Honey, this isn't the lube job I had in mind by Heather Cashwell. There's some good ones on here. Kit of former famed show Knight Rider hits a new low. There was another one about Pontiacs that I wanted to read. I should have pulled it up beforehand, but there's a lot of good ones. I just posted this up like right before we went live because I forgot all about it till I knew you was coming in here and thought, oh, let me put that up here. Oh man, something about damn it, it was a good one. Look, you guys, look at the comments. And look for one that has something. I can't say that loud because I'm going to ruin the joke. Something about Pontiacs and panties. Dag nabbit. So what was your initial thought, Sebastian, when you saw this? Oh, here it is.
There it is.
This one got 18 likes by Terry L. Williams. Pontiac finally drops panties. I like that one.
Yeah.
All right. So that was fun. Yeah. Apparently, what happened was a guy, a 77-year-old dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was 77.
77.
I didn't know this. You're giving me news now.
Yeah. I looked it up. There's a headline here. Crashed car. Dang it. I hate pop-ups, dude. I hate pop-ups so much. Watch now. Crashed car pulled from.
Probably a lot of pop-ups going on here in the Knight's Secrets.
A white Pontiac Firebird convertible drove through a display window into a Knight's Secrets. And in Hickory, this was on Wednesday. Hickory resident Calvin Birch, 77, said he swerved to avoid a vehicle that had pulled out in front of him, and he ended up colliding with the store. Likely story. That's what I would have said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good call. You ever been to Knight's Secrets?
Wow, put me on the spot there.
Just say no.
I have not been to Knight's Secrets. They do have a drive-thru, though, so I'm curious.
That is right. That's what I said to you. That one, that actually used to be, I think, a fast food place.
It was.
With a drive-thru window.
Yeah.
And then they
you know, whoever has the building now bought it and turned it into a Night Secrets, but they still have the area where you could drive through. Well, this guy totally missed it.
Can you pre-order?
Yeah, you should be able to. With COVID
somebody
right
tell
now,
us. Let us know. Can you pre-order?
Yeah, during the pandemic, I think you should be able to pre-order.
Curbside.
Yeah, curbside. Yeah. Bring my double-sided dildo out to the curb, please. I ain't touching that thing. I ain't going in there. It's nasty.
Wow.
Bring it out here where it's safe.
We should probably maybe go in and do a hidden camera venture in there sometime.
Ooh, yeah. Now, I've been to Psst Entertainment back in the day.
Ooh,
remember that one?
I remember it, but I was too scared to go. They had a fence. Yeah. You had the part behind the fence.
Yeah. Good times. All right. Well, that was, you know, I should have given you a little heads up on the caption, this Meme intro, the Alan Jackson. We went right into it.
I know. It's okay. I didn't have it anyway.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to play the residual check game here in a second, so get ready to call in, and we're going to pick. I got like 17 checks here. We're going to go through that. But this new segment, I like this segment because I want people to know that we're live right now. As I'm talking to you, it is April the 27th. It is 8:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what I do is I go to Twitter, I click on the hashtag, and I click on trending, and I scroll around and find something to talk about that I don't think is too negative or politically or pandemic-y or whatever. Or maybe that's something I can relate to. And I pick it. And it's a segment that's growing like wildfire, man. Because people are talking about it. We're live right now. Ooh, it's the best trends. Here's what you're talking about. Here's one. And this one, you know, cuts close because I know the dude. I've been on his show. Hashtag Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan draws criticism after comments he made Tuesday about young people getting the COVID-19 vaccine on his podcast. Have you heard about this yet?
I have not.
Yeah, this just happened today.
Joe Rogan fan.
Yeah. Well, he's like got the number one podcast.
He's a big deal.
I do a podcast.
Probably better.
I do two of them. We'll get that in a second. I've been on his podcast.
Yes.
I know Joe Rogan. He's great. He's a very smart guy. He's intelligent.
Yep.
He knows a lot of things. And all he said on his show was that everyone who needs to get the vaccine should get it. He thinks it's safe. But if like a 21-year-old asked him if they should get it, he said, you know, if you're healthy, there's probably no reason for you to get it. And there are studies say that, I think, for everything that I've seen. And I'm not a scientist. I'm Johnny Reap here. Happy-go-lucky podcasty guy. But the backlash is going nuts over that. And so also guess what?
Uh-oh. You got it.
I joined the party. I got one shot. I'm one shot down. I'm half-cinated. Half-cinated. I'm halfway there. Half-vax. Got it yesterday. Pfizer.
So you didn't get the Johnson shot?
No. Didn't get the Johnson & Johnson. They don't let you pick.
They don't?
No.
Would you took the Johnson if they would let you?
Yeah, because it's just one shot.
Just one, yeah.
Yeah. And we talked about one week on here about, like, you know, what is it, 6 people out of 8 billion that it affected? It's fine. So I travel a lot, and I want everyone out there to know your boy is safe to come see, okay? I already had COVID in July. Had the antibodies for a long time because I got tested on that again randomly not long ago. And then on a whim, really, I was just like, everyone's talking about the vaccine. I went to the doctor. He's like, yeah, you should just go ahead and get it. You travel so much. And so I did. So I'm halfway there. So that's what's trending. What are your thoughts on all this?
Well, Joe, you know, I think Joe gets – every time Joe says something, somebody's going to say something.
Yeah. I got to think of a good, because we chop these segments on our show up in little bits.
Yeah.
You remember how we did the thumbnail?
Uh-huh.
Where you took the knife and put it in my arm? Like, we use that for the thumbnail of like a random video. So I got to look right at the camera for a thumbnail shot of me talking about the hashtag Joe Rogan. But I got to say something that sounds like I'm going to say something controversial to get the clickbait.
Right.
So, ready, Alan? All right, everybody, listen up. Here's what's trending right now. And I'm just going to say this. Joe Rogan, you listening to me? Can I come back on your podcast? It's been a minute.
Hope you're doing well.
All right. So we could possibly chop that up, make it look like it's going to be something, you know, controversial.
Oh, yeah. That'll definitely.
Yeah. And then did you zoom in at all when I was looking at the camera?
You want me to zoom
in? You
want to
do a zoom?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, hang on. Hey, everybody. It's John Reap here, and I got something to say specifically to Joe Rogan. It's been a minute. Can I come back on your show? How you doing, buddy? Love you. Okay. By the way, pandering.
Pandering during the pandemic.
I'm pandemicering. Pandemicking.
Hashtag pandemic.
Oh, that'd be a good hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag pandemicering. Yeah. I like that. That's funny.
Yeah.
So you can cut that up and make it something cool, right? Yeah.
And send him begging on the street.
So oh, yeah. I was going to say, I mean, look, not only do I agree with him most of the time about things, but he's also got, you know, I want to be on his podcast. And, by the way, if he were sitting in this room, I would never disagree with that man. He would beat the shit out of me.
Yes.
I mean, he's like a third-degree black belt in every martial art there is.
Yeah, he's a bad dude.
We'll just leave it at that. All right, let's do another hashtag. Here's another thing that's trending, and this is very happy-go-lucky fun. Babe Ruth. I think we can all agree that Babe Ruth, one of the best ever to play baseball, also a great candy bar, FYI. Baseball fans celebrate Babe Ruth Day today, April 27th. Is Babe Ruth Day. Isn't that great?
It's fantastic.
What do you love or know or what can you add about Babe Ruth? Now, are you a baseball guy? I know you're a basketball guy.
I'm not a big baseball guy, but I mean, I couldn't name a baseball player today.
Yeah, same
but
here.
I know Babe Ruth.
You know what I love about Babe Ruth, and I'm not a baseball guy either, but I love any athlete who looks like he's not trying. Like, he's like just naturally gifted. Like, he doesn't work out. Like, he was a big, overweight kind of a dude. You know, it looked like he rolled out of bed, hungover, lit a cigarette, and goes, "What, you want me to take his stick and just hit that ball? What, you want this? Bah, out of the park?" He'd do it every time. So, I love those kind of guys. Like, Jake the Snake Stabler from the Oakland Raiders.
Yep, that's a
like
good.
He was notorious for just getting hammered before a show. I mean, a football game. Yep. And then scoring, like, 8 touchdowns. On a natural ability. There he is, Babe Ruth. Look at him. He hit with 3 bats, apparently. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. When you're Babe Ruth, you can do whatever you want to do.
That's right. Let's go to my interns back here. Any interesting comments or anybody can weigh in on the Babe Ruth or Joe Rogan hashtags? Elliot's shaking his head. I can't hear that.
Oh, no, sir.
Okay.
Well, thank Not you. Yet.
Elliot, I mean, Isaiah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Nobody's saying anything about Joe Rogan. And somebody commented about Babe Ruth and said that Babe Ruth is the GOAT.
Oh, the greatest of all time.
That's debatable.
It is highly debatable.
Do you think
debatable.
Babe Ruth could play in a today's era?
I don't know. What was the average speed of a fastball back then compared to a fastball today? I mean, are we throwing faster today? Than we did like back then, we probably are. Amar shaking his head, yes. Yeah. I imagine we probably are.
Probably are.
That's a good question. I'll bet you, I'm going to say he wouldn't be as good as he was then, but he'd still like, he'd ding one out every now and then.
Yeah.
I think he'd figure it out. But yeah, I just love those kind of guys. So happy National hashtag Babe Ruth Day. Don't forget, we're also doing a dating game with young Isaiah back here, intern Isaiah. That's right. He's also running the Country-ish Facebook fan page. So if you want to be on the show, play the dating game, go to our Facebook fan page and submit yourself to young Isaiah.
You should cut that one up.
I'm going to start saying it the way I feel it should come out.
That's fantastic.
Right. Yeah, maybe y'all can take a trip to Night Secrets together. I think they got it fixed by now.
Well, they got the drive-thru if you do.
The drive-thru's open, I think.
So they could go through the drive-thru on the limousine date
to
the steakhouse.
That's right.
Get a couple things. Pick a few things up. Yeah. Maybe a grab bag.
Sure. Something to grab. Get a blow up doll in case it doesn't go well. You know, take that home with you. But yeah, we are playing the dating game. If you want to be on the show, let us know. We'll get you on the show. And if you win, you don't have to come, but you still get to be on the show. I'm just saying, don't think if you win that you have to show up. We just want people to play the game, okay? You should show up because you're going to go on a date with this young, handsome man back here. Limousine ride, steakhouse, Charlotte Steakhouse. It's going to be fun. So do that. Also, we're doing a talent show. If you have a talent, make a little video, put it on the Country-ish Facebook fan page, and we will play that show. Okay, we got residual checks. We got Preacher Lawson and Small Town News. A lot of show to do. But I think before I do that, I'm wondering if my interns can tell me how many people have shared the video. I'm wondering if that's something you can do during the show. I mean, I know I'm throwing you a curveball.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, that means he doesn't know how to see it. That doesn't mean it's not happening. That only means you haven't seen it. I know people are hitting the share button, and I know you're going to do it after I do this next thing. Because, look, this is how we're going to grow as a podcast. We need word of mouth. We need other people to share the podcast. So what I'm going to do right now is give you an opportunity to do that. Because I know you're thinking, well, John, if I hit the share button down there, I'm not going to see you. I'm going to miss some hilarity. No. I'm going to give you time to do it right now. I'm going to look right down the pipe of this camera, and I'm not going to be entertaining at all. I'm going to give you the share stare. Yeah, it's a little thing I do to get you to share. Oh, yeah. Let me get in a character right here. The things I do to get y'all to hit that share button. If I could make you share, I'd ask you to do it today. Please hit that arrow button that points this way. I want you to hit the share button. I want you to hit it now. Huh? Did you do it? Wasn't that fun? Oh,
that's,
hey man,
that's sharing, man.
Pandering, sharing.
Pandering, sharing, hashtagging.
You've done it all. I appreciate today. Y'all doing that. You know.
I do too. I appreciate you doing that.
So I got my share hat, but I've also got in the works. There's this website that makes Velcro patch hats. So I can have one hat, and it's got patches that you could take off and put on. So I'm going to have some of those made. Different share ones, different country-ish stuff. One I'm going to have made is an image of Cher's face, and it's just going to have the arrow under it. See if people get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So thank you for doing that. All right. The Alan Jackson, should we move on? Should we get to the next segment?
Sure, let's go for it.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, I got a bunch of residual chicks sitting right here. So for those of you who don't know, welcome to the podcast. We got a lot of new people. I appreciate you joining us. I've done some acting in my day. I'm not just a hilarious, good-looking hand model comedian. I've also done some acting in my day. Some movies, some commercials, some sitcoms. I did some adult films that might be in Night Secrets. Mm. I got a VHS tape right here. We're going to get to that in a minute. That's the small town news story. What's the last VHS you rented? But when you do the acting, they have to pay you every time they air it. It's called a residual check. And we thought we'd make a game out of it. I get them in the mail all the time. I got 16 of them laying right here. I'm going to let Sebastian choose one at random. I will open the check. I will tell you what it's for, what movie or sitcom or whatever, how it's airing. You make a guess. Call into the show. There should be a phone number down here. Call into the show and make a guess. And closest one will win the check. It's a game that we like to call
How Much Is That Screen Actors Guild Residual Check.
Wow. All right. Just pick one at random. Pick one at random. And just hand it to me. Thank you, sir. Got the check right here. I'm going to open the check so you can't see it because you're going to guess.
Oh, yeah. I get to guess.
We're going to do the in-house guesses first. That gives people time at home to look at my reaction to your guess. which will possibly give you a better educated guess, because I'm going to make a face. You're going to read my poker face. Bye, 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 poker face. Bye, bye, poker face. And then figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Here's the check. Real quick, because I forgot to do this at the top of the show. I'm going to be in Bloomington, Minnesota this weekend. I'll be at the House of Comedy, Bloomington, Minnesota, April 29 through May the 1st. So if you are in the Minneapolis, Bloomington area, come to the Mall of America and see your boy, or tell other people to come and see me. Also, I'm doing a show in Hickory with John Heffron at the Main Cellar City Club, June the 7th. Yes, that's a Monday, but we're doing it for logistical reasons, because right after that, me and Heffron and the Alan Jackson, we're going to go up to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and do shows in Ann Arbor at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. Those tickets can be found at johnreap.com. Click on tour dates. Let's get back to the game. One check right here. Okay, I got a lot of checks from Eastbound and Down lately. So there's probably, I think the last couple we've done have been Eastbound and Down checks. This is for Eastbound and Down, Chapter 29, one episode, and it's only for electronic sell-through. I don't know what that means, but I'm reading you as it's written right here.
Electronic sell-through.
The market is electronic sell-through. It is for Eastbound and Down, Chapter 29, one episode. How much is this Screen Actors Guild residual check?
Sebastian? So by looking at your face, you're humored by this.
I am humored by this. Yes.
Because it's very low. And you're like, huh, they spent this much money to send this check to me.
That's good.
So as the control feature on the show.
You're starting to get good at this.
I'm going to say $4.15. Go ahead and give me the check. Let's call it a day, boys.
Wow. Okay. $4.15. Now, here's where I'm going to give you my second reaction.
Yes.
My initial reaction, you saw it right out the gate. Here's my second, just in case you didn't see the initial reaction. Sheesh. All right. Let's go to one of the interns back here. Now, here's the thing. Elliot is very good at this game. Your guess was good. Let's see how good Elliot, the intern's guess is. Go.
Well, I could be wrong about this, but I believe electronic sell-through is, for example, if someone doesn't have HBO, but they want to rent an episode of Eastbound and Down, it's like $1.99 or so, and those accumulate over time, and then when they get big enough, they send it to you. I believe. I could be wrong.
Hey, that logic sounds good to me. I don't know either, but you're probably right. You know a lot about these things.
I know a little bit. So $4.75.
Oh,
wow. He went right to it.
Yeah, he has it in his mind.
$4.75 after your guess.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. The Alan Jackson. Do we have people in the bullpen?
Yes, we do.
Very good. We're going to take four callers at random. Hopefully you've had enough time to study my poker face. I'll give you one more. Isaiah, how much is this cost you?
$5.83.
Okay. All right, there's your guesses.
What are you paying this guy?
There's your poker face. All right, the Alan Jackson. Let's go to the phones. Let's see if one of the callers can get it on the nose or get closer than Sebastian's guess.
More clues.
All right. You let me know.
Scooby-Doo's.
All right. John Reap here. Who am I talking to?
This is Irma.
Say again.
Irma.
Iowa? Irma?
Irma.
Norma.
Norma.
Irma.
I-R-M-A. I-R-M-A spells Irma. Irma. All right. Irma, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Asheville.
Asheville, right up the mountain from Hickory. How's the weather up there? You enjoying your craft beers?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do, Irma, for a living?
I work at electronics.
She works at a college?
I build electronics.
Oh, you build electronics?
Yeah.
Ooh. What kind of electronics?
Relays. Actually, one of the relays I made was on the Mars rover.
It's a relays.
Okay, thank you, Sebastian. Please.
I'm electronics engineering.
Oh, of course you are. You dabble in everything.
We dabble.
You are a master of all trades.
I thought she said she worked the Night Secrets when she first said
that. Irma works with electronics. This check is for electronic sell-through. Let's see, Irma. Hopefully you've been watching me live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, and you've studied my poker face. Irma with an I. How much is a screen? Yeah. How much is a Screen Actors Guild residual check?
$3.74.
Woo! Woo! Wow! That's a good guess. Wasn't there a hurricane named Irma?
Yep.
All right. That guess just rocked me like a hurricane. All right. Irma, you stay on hold. We're going to go some other callers. And when we're done, we're going to come back to the closest person. But don't hang up, okay, Irma?
Okay.
Put her on hold, the Alan Jackson. Let's go to the next caller in the bullpen. Speaking of bullpens, to use a baseball term, happy birthday. You're on the show with John Reap. Who's this?
This is Ivan Rohn in Washington State.
Ivan something or other from Washington State. All righty, Ivan. What do you do for a living?
I'm a retired carpenter, and I used to build houses up here in the Northwest and travel around and build houses.
Wow. Oh, no kidding. Man, I could use your services because we're looking for a new desk for the podcast. I have to maybe hit him up. What was it, Isaac or Ivan?
Ivan.
Ivan Rohn, R-O-A-N-E.
Yes, Ivan Rohn from Washington State. Ivan the Great.
Yes.
Or was it the Terrible?
Correct.
It was a Terrible, but Jesus was a carpenter.
Well, so see, that balances it out.
It evens it out.
Ivan the Terrible, but Jesus was the carpenter. Ivan was a carpenter. Basically, we're back at neutral.
Yeah, we're good.
Got it. Okay, Ivan. Ivan the Carpenter. Retired. Hopefully you've been watching the show. You've heard the other guesses. How much is the Screen Actors Guild residual check?
$3.86.
Good
guess. Good guess.
Ivan. Okay. People are getting better.
Getting good at this now.
Or are they? I mean, they're in the ballpark. People are hovering around it. Let's put Ivan on hold. Let's go to the next caller. See if we can get closer. No one's hit it on the nail yet. No one's got it exactly right.
Hammer on. Nobody's put the bat on the ball yet.
No one's put the bat on the ball. No one's even got on base yet. No, there's been some on bases. No one scored. All right. You're on the phone with John Reap. Who am I talking to?
This is Jacob Wheat in North Alabama.
Alabama.
Dude, I love Jacob Wheat. I don't know him, but here's what I love about Jacob Wheat. Right out the gate, he enunciated, he spoke clearly, because he knows it's weird when you're doing these phone calls, right? He says, it's Jacob Wheat from Alabama, and he hit all the syllables.
And Jacob's a Patreon supporter, or has been before, so
Wait, Jacob Wheat? I'm rooting for you because you are a Patreon supporter. By the way, some of you new listeners might be asking, what is that? How can I get this Jacob Wheat love? It's real simple. Go to countryish.com, click on the support button, become a Patreon supporter. We're listener supported thanks to people like Jacob Wheat. Okay, Jacob from Alabama. What do you do in Alabama, buddy?
I call in the podcast to try to win money.
Well,
yes, sir.
How's that working out for you? Have I sent you one yet?
We'll find out. No.
Okay. Well, Jacob.
That's the knot.
Tonight's your night, buddy. How can I help Jacob without cheating? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Have you been watching live?
I have.
Okay. All right. Jacob Wheat, how much is the Screen Actors Guild residual check?
$3.69.
Okay. Okay. These are all good guesses. Let me just say, they've locked down the dollar amount.
They've locked in the dollar.
I'm putting it out there.
So they're in can we say $3 range?
I think you can say that.
Said that.
All right, we got one more caller.
Uh oh.
All right, the Alan Jackson. We said four, did we not?
We'll do one okay. more random here.
This will be the fourth and final caller. Thank you, Jacob. Stay on hold, everybody. One of you is closer than the others, and we're going to figure it out here in a minute. But first, we got one more phone call. This will be the person's batting cleanup. Right? Fourth spot. This is the Babe Ruth spot right here. Yep. You're on the show with John Reap. Who am I talking to? Hello.
Hey, this is Chad from Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas. Chad from Arkansas.
Mountain Home, Arkansas. I love you guys. Enjoyed your show ever since I stumbled across you.
Oh, thanks, Chad. What do you think of Sebastian here?
Sebastian is awesome. I love all of them. Heffron and your interns are awesome. You guys just kick butt.
Thanks, sir. Thank you.
It always makes my day when I can get a dose of Reap in the morning or in the afternoon or whenever I might get a chance to check it out. Here's my guess. I'm going to go with $3.18.
That's Arkansas.
Ha da mighty.
Razorback.
That's a Razorback Arkansas guess because it's razor thin.
That's right.
How close Chad from Arkansas got. All right, I'm gonna ask Elliot, the intern's intern, Mark, to come in here, take the check, run it into the Alan Jackson. He's going to crunch the numbers, and whoever got the closest is going to come back on, and we can see if we can get you exactly right. So, I think I know who it is. All right. Let's just leave him on the phone then. Mm-hmm. Chad, congratulations. You won the check, but you didn't.
What?
You didn't get it exactly right, but you're the closest one. Let's see if we can get you right on the dot. What coin is Abraham Lincoln on?
Abraham Lincoln is on the penny.
Okay. Take your guess and take one of those away and give me a new guess.
One of those away? I said three. How about 317?
I'm sorry. I meant to say add an Abraham Lincoln.
It's a math.
I can't even do
math.
Yeah. Do it again.
That's a Hickory problem if you ask me. Like, you know.
Just say $3.19, Chad.
Down here in Arkansas, we don't mislead people like us down here in Arkansas.
Put him on mute, his ass. Chad, congratulations. You're the closest one. That's $3.19. There's the check. I don't care if everybody sees it. $3.19. Can you see that, Alan Jackson?
Yes.
All right, Chad. What are you going to do with all that cash?
I'm going to mount it on the wall and I'm going to put it up over my monitor where I watch the Reap Show every day. I'm not going to cash it. I'm just going to keep it as a memoir. And then maybe one day I'll take it to Goodwill and give it to Goodwill. And maybe somebody at Goodwill will buy it and cash it or put it in a plaque. It's going to be in a picture frame or something.
Wow. You can do all kinds of things with this check. If you go to a Goodwill, see if you can find one of my T-shirts there. Apparently, that's a thing now.
Yeah.
I meant to Arkansas.
That's what I was hinting at. That.
Thank you, Chad.
Mountain Home, Arkansas. I've got Goodwill all over. I look through all the T-shirts. And then our store, they actually hang them all up. They're not in a bin. I mean, I stopped down toward Little Rock. Yeah, I was ashamed that we even went in there. Everything was in a bin.
Chad, how much coffee have you had today?
I was going to ask you how much Adderall you had.
It's Adderall or it's caffeine. Maybe he's got a little booger sugar over there.
I got a little Red Bull here.
Chad.
I
love your enthusiasm, and I've not been to Arkansas in a long time, but this check is coming at you. All you got to do is go to countryish.com. Click on the contact section and then fill out that form. Send me an email basically from the website saying, hey, it's Chad from Arkansas. I won $3.19. Send it to this address and give me your address. Okay, Chad?
That sounds great. Thank you so much, guys. I love you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Chad, and thank you all for watching. Don't forget, we've got Preacher Lawson, Small Town News, a lot of show to go. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more country-ish after this.
Hey! That thing got a hybrid?
Yeah.
Huge! Come on! We're out of gas! Again?
Yeah. It's a hybrid. Sometimes you just gotta move on.
Hey everybody, John Reap here, and I want you to go cruising with me. Not in our cars, but on a ship. Yeah, let's take a ship together. It's the Reaps Peeps Comedy Cruise, November 6th through 11th. This year, we leave out of Port Canaveral, Florida. We go to a private beach in Haiti where they have the world's longest zip line over water. We're going to Nassau, and it's 5 days, baby. I'm doing a podcast, I'm doing karaoke, and I'm doing stand-up comedy, and we're even doing Diamond Dallas Page yoga. So get on the boat with me. Go to johnreap.com, click on the Reaps Peeps Comedy Cruise, and this is the t-shirt you get. Isn't that something? I'll see you on the boat.
If you love this podcast and you love wearing shirts, well, we got something for you. If you go to countryishpodcast.com, click on merchandise, it'll take you to my store, and we have an awesome t-shirt for you. It's a Countryish Podcast t-shirt. Look at it. Isn't it beautiful? Also, it's got the website on there. It's a soft tee, very soft, feels good on your skin. And it helps us keep the lights on here at the studio. So check out countryishpodcast.com. Click on merchandise. Get yourself a t-shirt. And know that I love you. All right. Thanks for hanging in there. Thanks for sharing. Don't forget Preacher Lawson coming up. Very funny guy. You've seen him on America's Got Talent. Very funny dude. I mean, he's got a lot of followers. Super nice guy as well. Small town news story. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. VHS tape. What's the first one you ever rented? You know what mine was?
The first one you ever rented?
The last one I remember renting. Okay. And I've got one here that I never took back as well. And that's not the last one, though.
Okay.
The last one I did was, I think it was a Vin Diesel thing. I forgot the name of it, but I'm sure it was XXX. Sorry. I just would like to make a joke. Okay. Now, one of the callers mentioned something, and I saw you get a little touchy about it. I forgot which one was it. Who probably said, I love all you guys. Heffron?
Oh, probably Adderall from Arkansas.
What was his first name?
Chad.
Adderall Chad from Arkansas?
Yeah.
Arkansas. What was that on Young Guns? It was Arkansas Rudaball? Or
Arkansas
something?
Dave Rudaball. Oh.
All right, so we got to figure out how to make Arkansas Chad Adderall. That's going to be his new nickname.
Give Chad a new name.
Yeah.
Appreciate you,
Arkansas
Chad.
Arkansas Chad Adderall. It's hard to say. Anyway, he said something that made you upset.
It did.
Because he didn't say... He mentioned that I do another podcast with a guy named John Heffron. It's called Heffron and Reap. We've talked about this many times. I feel like you're getting... It seems like a lot of times that you're okay with it, and then every now and then something happens randomly, and I can feel like you're about to snap. How are we dealing with this?
Well, I thought it was respectful from Chad Adderall to come on here and talk about, you know, his name. I didn't like it. I mean, he's not here, is he?
No. And that's a whole other podcast. He didn't call into that one. He called into this
right.
one.
Right. Well, why don't he call
that one?
Yeah.
And then say, I love Sebastian.
Why don't he do that, right. Chad?
Well... this little clip I want to show you from Heffron and Reap. This was great, and I've been wanting to talk to you about this, and I'll just use this clip to explain it and set it up. Went to B-52s this weekend with my lady.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought you took Heffron to B-52s.
No. Just me and Jody.
Because that's my town.
He is coming to Hickory, though.
Oh, I've got it on the calendar.
June 7th.
I got it there. Okay. Does he know about me? He's going to find out.
I know. I'm worried about this day.
I know. How tall is Juice?
No, he's not as tall as you.
Oh, I didn't think he was.
But he's very – he's skilled in, like, I would – like, you know, Krav Maga and stuff. He's a doomsday guy.
Oh, he's so a prepper.
So you'll probably get a good couple punches on him.
Yeah.
It might distract him. But before he'll have a smoke bomb. He's like a ninja guy. You know, he'll have little weapons. Anyway, okay, look, we don't have to talk about that.
Sorry.
I want to talk about my night at B-52s. I'm going to set it up real quick. Me and Jody went to B-52s. This guy, Mike, came up to me, said, hey, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm going to anyway. Nice guy. I love him. He's like, let me get you a drink. I'm a fan. I love your work, blah, blah, blah. And he bought me and Jody a drink. And then I bought him two shots of Fireball. Mm. Him a shot, me a shot. And then Jody goes, you should get this guy messed up tonight. Let's make this our new mission. I mean, our night was just going to be an easy night, get something to eat, hang out locally, B-52s. And then it turned into this. And just check out this clip of me and John Heffron talking about that night. It's Heffron and Reap. Check it out. And you've had this happen many times, I'm sure. And it's one of them problems that it's a good problem to have. It means that people like you.
Right.
When this happens. Hey, man, I don't want to bother you, but can I get a picture? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as he said, hey, man, I don't mean to bother you, I was like, but he's going to.
He's about to. Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, I said, of course we could take a picture. We take a picture. And then he says, We were about to leave and we saw you come in anyway, and I thought it was over. And then he comes back like 10 minutes, 5 minutes later, he comes back. I thought he left, comes back and sits down at the bar next to me with his wife. And he goes, let me buy you guys a drink. I'm like, all right, cool. It's just me and Jody. It's not like a bunch of people that we're trying to talk to. And it was like, all right, sure.
Right.
Sit down and he buys us a drink. And then I said, oh, it's Fireball Friday, which happened to be Fireball Friday at this place. We started with the Fireball shots. I did a Fireball. He did a Fireball. And I looked at Jody, and she goes, you got to get this guy hammered tonight. This is make it the goal of tonight. It's just getting this dude hammered. I was like, okay, well, that's what we're going to do now. And we proceeded over time to slowly get this guy drunk. We did so many different kinds of random shots. So that's this guy and his wife. Right.
Okay.
His name was Mike. And he told me his whole name. And I think her name was Julie. But they were decent, nice people. Here we go. One, two, three. Drop it and chug it. This is the next bar.
Look at his eyes are gone. That guy.
And this is a series. Just do these real quick. There's that one. And then here he's fading. He's starting to fall down. And then
that's the look on his face where he's just this kind of thing about decisions he's made. That's where all of the stuff that he hasn't addressed comes up.
The bartender saw him, or the owner saw him and said, he just did this to the bouncer.
You're done.
Like that guy. That guy's got to get out of here. He's too drunk. And so they kicked him out. Him and his wife, they left together. And that's the last time I saw him. And the whole next day, I started doing a Twitter thing where I'm like, I need to find this guy. I bought him all these drinks. I'm starting to feel buyer's remorse. I'm a little bit worried about him. Right. And I put the thing out there, hashtag find Mike. We got to find Mike. And then last night around 9:30 PM, I got this video sent to me from Mike on Facebook.
Okay. Hey, John, thought I'd send you this. It took me probably about 3 hours to finally get to the point where I could stand, after last night. But, my initial reaction when I woke up was, I had a few of them. One was, Well, what a nice couple that was, John and his fiance. And then this next reaction was, John Reap tried to kill me last night.
Ah, thank you, Mike. I'm glad you're still alive. That guy was a good sport. That was fun. That's going to be my new thing. When it's just me and Jody and maybe we're just kind of taking it easy and hanging out, if someone comes up to me and says, I don't want to bother you, but guess what? I'm going to get you messed up. That's my new mission. He didn't technically. I just love that opening line.
Yeah.
Like, because they're saying, I don't want to do this, but I'm about to.
Yeah.
I can't stop myself. Anyway, Mike, I love you. Hope you're doing well. Glad he's alive. all righty. I want you guys to know that if you write us a iTunes review, we will read it on the show and give you a shout out. That's one of the ways that you can help the podcast is write an iTunes review, give us 5 stars, whatever the max is, and that helps us, and then we'll give you a shout-out. I think we have a new iTunes review. Isaiah, what do we got?
Yep, we have a 5-star iTunes review.
Boom.
Which is the highest. But before I read it, I just wanted to let you know we're at 27 shares.
Oh, okay, 27. We can do better. I know there's a lot more than 27 people watching. When you're done, even hit the share. But thank you. That's good. Thank you for that factoid. Review, please.
So we got a review from J.S. Craig 74. Mm. He said, Mr. Reap, you, sir, are a genius. I love your podcast and watch it on YouTube. Thank you and your team for all the great content. How do I get a auto from you and John Stamos' brother and the rest of the gang?
Hmm. An autograph. I think he meant to say. Hmm. He mentioned John Stamos' brother and not you.
I noticed.
And he said staff. You're not staff. You're a co-host.
Well, staff is an infection, dude.
This is true. You guys are infected.
Give me his information.
Well, first of all, thank you, J.K. Rowling.
J.S. Craig 74.
74. Thank you.
Stamos' girlfriend or something.
Yeah, he's probably up to some shenanigans there. Appreciate that. If you want me to shout out your name and give an air horn, it's easy. Just go there and write us a review. What? Now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's here. He's ready.
Okay, well, shoot. All right. This dude's a big deal. Perhaps you've seen this guy on America's Got Talent. Like, he was in the top 5 one year, went back in to the best of and did well again, went over to the UK, did well over there. He's got tons of fans on social media. Super nice guy. Please welcome to the show the very funny Preacher Lawson. And here he is right now, Mr. Preacher Lawson. How are you, buddy?
Hey, man. I'm really good. I'm excited to perform tonight and tomorrow. Well, on Sunday. It's going to be great.
You have been on the road doing a lot of these baseball stadium tours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, it's got to be social distance. So, we're trying this out. And it's starting out great. It's really good.
Have you ever been to Hickory, North Carolina?
No. Is it as country as it sounds?
Yes, it is. That's not a bad thing, I don't think. It's pretty friendly. You're going to find there's a lot of nice people, and you're probably going to do – I know you'll do well, but, numbers-wise, people are eager to get out. And I've done it a couple times at that stadium, it's pretty cool. How did it go the night before? Didn't you do one in Greensboro or High Point?
I did one in High Point, and the night before that I was in Columbia, South Carolina. So I did a couple of them, and I was surprised how good it was. I honestly didn't think it was going to be that good because I was like, it's not low ceiling, it's outside. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it because I want to be on stage, and it's pretty cool to perform at a baseball stadium.
Yeah.
But then when I actually did it, the sound was perfect. The audience, they were like crazy receptive. They just loved laughing. They were ready to get out. So you can tell, man.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Yeah. Hey, I just want to fangirl out a little bit. I just want to say, I used to watch you. I used to watch you on TV all the time. And honestly, my manager, he hit me up. He was like, oh, you're going to do an interview at this time. I was like, all right, cool. And I was like, no way. I was looking at the link. I was like, is this something Joe Reap? Anyway, but I just want to say, I used to watch you on TV all the time. And it's crazy. And it's an honor that you interviewed me, and it's really cool.
Listen, really cool right the, now. The feeling is mutual, my friend. We both have been through a lot of the same experiences when it comes to our stand-up. I mean, I'm pretty high energy. Well, the older I get, the less high energy I am. But when I was a young man, I was your age, I was pretty high energy. But we've both been on reality shows where we had to go through that, and that is not an easy thing, right?
It's not. It's a little weird. But
it is.
It was. I like America's Got Talent because I mean, last time I was standing, you got a bunch of comedians. You know what I mean? So it's like you gotta. You know, it's just you're competing against other comedians. But like, as far as like America's Got Talent, I'm going against a dog. You know what I mean? A singer and all these different. You know, so it's like you know someone jumping through hoops on fire. So it's I can kind of go on my own lane, but. But yeah, man, it's pretty cool. I love it, man. I mean, I'm super grateful for it. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
You know, it changed my life.
I remember watching it and thinking it must be harder for comedians on America's Got Talent. I mean, in a weird way, it's like if you watch Last Comic Standing, you know that's kind of why you tuned in. If you're going to America's Got Talent and there's all this other talent you got to compete with, I mean, that's got to be 10 times harder, but you pulled it off, what, three different times? Didn't you do three different ones?
Yeah, I think I made, yeah. So I went on the first one, season 12, and I got to the finals, and I ended up losing. And then they brought me back for Champions, which is like the all-star version. And then they brought me on Britain's Got Talent. So, yeah, I didn't like Britain's Got Talent Champions. So it was really cool, man. I was on a few of them. And you know what? It's crazy because people do assume that it's going to be harder, but really everybody has to focus all their comedic energy on me. You know what I mean? There's less comedians, so it's really cool. I mean, it's cool. I mean, you're going to do, if you're funny, you're funny. You're going to do fine. Right. You know, so, but yeah, I did a few of them. I'm like the most talented loser ever. You know what I mean? I keep losing. Oh my God, man. I lost every single time.
Well, I don't look at it like that. You were the first placed comedian on America's Got Talent.
Hey, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time I audition, I'm the highest comedian, you know.
That's right. No. And obviously it's paid off. I mean, you're like got millions of followers on all these different social media. And I didn't know, I'm just learning myself that you're a vegan as well.
Yeah, man, I decided I had too many friends and I was like, I gotta fix it. Okay, everybody wants to hang out. I need to get rid of people. I'm a vegan, man. I've been vegan for in November it'd be 4 years and 5 years no meat. I'm like a vegetarian for like a year.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Well, that's so, got to be. I mean, I dabbled in it for a minute. I was a vegetarian for. I tried it in college for like one whole summer. And I thought, well, I looked at it as like a health challenge to myself. Like, let me see if I can do it. I know it'll be beneficial, but I want to see if I got the willpower to do it. And I noticed I started eating things like French fries, cotton candy.
I know, man.
You know?
Especially in college. Oh, man.
Oh.
College and also I picked the right time to be vegan, you know? Like, that's, when you went vegan, that was not the time to go vegan. I mean, that was a horrible, you had to eat grass and bark up, you know what I mean? Like, it was not the right time. But me, now they have so many different substitutes and they have so many different restaurants and you go to restaurants and they have vegan options. I just picked the right time to do it. But on the road, you know, in the beginning it was a little difficult, but you know, you just figure things out. You go to 7-Eleven, you get an apple banana, you know what I mean? Maybe like a protein bar or something like that. And,
yeah.
You know, some water. You know, you figure it out.
I'm going to call some of my friends in Hickory. I think there might be two vegans in Hickory. And
I know. I was like, it's got to be country. There's no vegan place in
there. They won't know what you mean if you go in a restaurant and ask for a vegan menu. They'll start laughing here in Hickory, man. But,
yeah, I know, right?
I'm curious, like, how did you get started? I heard that you were starting in Orlando, Florida. I mean, obviously, years ago. Is that the first time on stage was Florida?
I started in Memphis, Tennessee, okay. Right? And I was there for like a year, and then I moved to Portland, Oregon. Then I went from Portland to Orlando when I was in Orlando for like 5 years. So I grew as a comedian in Orlando. I was kind of groomed there. And then I went from Orlando to L.A. And then that's, you know, America's Got Talent, that kind of, you know, history. And I started in Memphis. Memphis didn't have any comedy clubs. You know, they do now, but
I was just in Memphis. I did a show at a place called Lafayette's Music Room. But I don't think is there a comedy club in Memphis right now? I can't.
There is. It's called Chuckle Hut or something. It's in Bartlett.
Okay.
Yeah. It's ran exactly how you think. I remember hitting them up. I was like, hey man, let me go headline. Then they didn't even respond back to me. Then I got on TV, then I didn't hit them up anymore. So I was like, I'm not even going there. But anyway,
good for you.
I'm not going there. Yeah. But I started when I was like 17, so I was going to like bars and stuff. I was sneaking into places, and then I was going to, then I went to Portland, Oregon. I still wasn't like, I was like, I didn't have a place to stay. I was like homeless at one point, and so I had to go from, I just pretty much moved to Orlando because that's where my mom was at. She said she'll help me out. And then, like, I think the week I got there, she moved to China. So I was like, all right, I know. I was like, I know you're trying to get away, mom, but that's like far, you know?
Wow.
It's good, man. I mean, you know. It's really cool.
What was so for me, like, you know, I was always told that I was a class clown in high school and I was a funny dude. But I grew up in Hickory. There's no comedy club, especially when I was growing up in Hickory. There's no place for me to start. So I never looked at this as a real option as a career.
Where'd you start it?
I started at Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, word. That's one of my favorite comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that club.
It's one of the best clubs on the East Coast. It's hard not to do well in that room. If you're even remotely funny, you're going to do well at Good Nights. Yeah.
Yeah. They laugh so hard. Yeah. I mean, they're amazing.
So for me, that's why when I moved to Raleigh, I went to school there. I moved out of Hickory. That's 3 hours from here. But I got my start there because everyone told me I was a funny dude. What made you want to get up there for the first time?
Man, I honestly didn't even think I was funny enough to do stand-up. You know, it's so intimidating. You see all these people, you know, just being hilarious. And honestly, you don't realize, you know, comedy is just like any other art form, that when you first start it, you're going to be trash, you know?
Right.
So I never thought I was funny enough, but I was like, I think I'm funny enough to get on a sitcom at least. Cause I just remember seeing people on sitcoms and, you know, in the '90s, that's where it was. Like, sitcoms were the funniest thing. So I wanted to be on a sitcom. And so I did stand up so I can be on a sitcom.
Oh, wow.
And then when I did stand up, I was like, oh, I don't really care about sitcoms anymore.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just want to be a comedian. So I just started doing stand up. I did stand up when I was 17 at the University of Memphis, and they had an open mic. I almost didn't even go on stage. I was so scared to go on stage. And my mom was in the back. She was like, no, he right here. He right here. Get on stage, boy. You ain't gonna waste my gas money. Like, she yelled at me in front of all these people because
really,
I was taking so long to get on. Yeah, I was taking so long to get on stage. They called the next person. And she was like, no, right here. Get on stage. Get on. She got a camera. Get on stage. You know? And I went on stage, and I thought I did great, but I mean, watching it back, obviously, you know.
Yeah. Well, do you remember anything from that first? Unfortunately, a friend of mine came to my first time, and he was in the back of the room, and he filmed it, and I was not.
YouTube?
No, it is not on YouTube. I don't know where it is. I think my buddy Marty has a copy of it. Marty, if you're watching this, please bury that thing. But it's okay. Like, I was getting some laughs. I didn't have the microphone close enough to my mouth. I was moving the microphone as I was talking, and, you know, no one could hear me half the time. And then I also, you know, the jokes were mediocre. But my buddy Marty was laughing because he had already heard the jokes because I'd already tried them on him. And so
that's funny.
He's in the back with the camcorder, and every time I do a joke, the camera goes like this. But did you record your first time? Do you remember any jokes from that first time?
Yeah. I mean, I opened up and I was like, hey, I'm turning 18 in 2 weeks. And people cheered. I'm like, don't cheer. That means my mom can legally kick me out.
Yeah.
All right. And I said, I'm two weeks away from being a crackhead. Well, I don't know why I thought that was funny, but like I said that. And then I actually got booed my first time because I didn't realize that you can't make fat jokes unless you're fat. So I did a joke, and I said, I mean, I just did some joke about, you know, my family member being overweight, and then I just remember some fat person in the back, boo, and I was just like, I didn't know that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was fun.
Wow, 17 years old, first time on stage, 17, and that was at a college thing, you said, right?
Yeah, it was at an open mic. It was my mom used to go to the University of Memphis.
Oh, okay.
And so I used to be at the University of Memphis. I used to play the piano. I used to play for a church, actually. And they would have the just a musical. You could just walk in and play the piano. Like, you didn't need any IDs or nothing. You could just walk in. They have piano, and you could just go into a room and play. And I used to do it all the time. I used to play the piano, and they said, open mic at this time. And I was like, I'm gonna try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, and that was when you were 17. So that was like, and you've been going at it ever since. And look at you now, man. This is great. And what's next for you? I mean, I know you've got a lot going on already, but there's got to be talks of, like, for real, a sitcom. I know COVID shut everything down, but there's got to be a TV show with Preacher Lawson in it somewhere coming up.
I appreciate that. That'd be really cool. We had a show that we were pitching, you know, to Netflix and Showtime and HBO and all. We actually had these meetings, and this was around when COVID started shutting everything down. And so it was a travel. I can't talk too much about it. It was a travel show, pretty much.
Sure.
That definitely didn't happen. So we didn't know how serious it was going to be, and so that shut down. But, you know, man, we're still working on things. You know, I really, really, I'm focused on my next special. I'm really excited about this next special. I think it's going to be really, really good. I'm auditioning every week, you know, and I'm auditioning really because, I mean, it'd be cool to be in a TV show, but I love stand-up. You know what I mean? Like, I love stand-up. You know, I would love to host the show. I would love to host America's Got Talent. I think that'd be really cool. I think it'd be really fun.
Oh, you would be excellent at that. I mean, yeah, thanks, you got the gift. You're a good looking dude, and you've also got the gift of gab, and you're funny. Like, people just naturally like you.
Thank you, man. You need to tell that to AGT.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
we'll see what happens. I mean, they show me a lot of love, but that would be like a dream come true though if I got to do that.
Where are you in Hickory right now?
Yeah, I'm in Hickory right now.
You just pulled up to the hotel, I guess?
Well, I pulled up to Chipotle. We went to go get something to eat. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly where you are. Yeah, you're close to Valley Hills Mall right now.
Oh, is there a mall?
There's a mall close by there. If it's the one you that, Alan, how many Chipotle? Is that going to be one Chipotle? Yeah.
Yeah, across the street, there's a Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, you're close to the mall.
Right there.
Yeah, there's a guitar center.
Cool. We might stop by the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, dude, I really appreciate you doing this. I hope you, I know you're going to knock it out of the park, no pun intended.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate you, Preacher. Take it easy, man.
Absolutely. Nice to meet you, bro.
You too, man. Right,
have a good one.
Have a good one. Huh? Preacher Lawson. How about that, huh?
That's good.
Look, people, I want you to know we're live right now. It is 9:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, April 27th, and we're looking at your comments. We're a live show, man.
So why is it so bright? He was at the Chipotle across town.
Yeah.
It's very bright.
Oh, you mean, well, because he has a sunroof. His car, if you noticed, he was shooting from down here.
Yeah.
Sunroof. Not like a moonroof. Some people call them sunroofs. His is it's a new car.
Oh.
Has a sunroof feature. So anytime you pull the sunroof, it looks like it's a sunny day.
Oh, yeah, that's a new feature. Celebrity.
Look, I mean, he's doing well. He can rent these kind of cars.
I guess. Yeah.
So anyway, thank you for watching that. Hit the share button. Let's go to some of these comments before we get to our small town news story, which is great, by the way. But I want to know, we put some pictures up of a car that went through a adult store here in Hickory, Night Secrets, and we asked people to leave comments on it like an hour before the show. And I read some of them at the top of the show, but since we've been going, people have left more comments.
It's blowing up.
Yeah. So let's read some more of these comments from the Night Secrets drive-through debacle. This car was smashed through the big window in the front. Isaiah or Elliot, or some new comments you guys want to read?
Yeah, somebody commented.
Get in the microphone.
Somebody commented and said when she texts Home Alone. Hold on,
is the microphone? I can't hear him.
Okay, it was off.
God almighty. Why was it off?
I was talking to Elliot.
Your brain, like, I don't know what the logic was but behind turning it off to begin with. It was on earlier, yes?
Yeah.
At what point did you go, I'm done with this shit? Why did you turn it off, ever?
We needed a little privacy. Thank you very much.
You never turn it off. We're talking about an adult store. You gotta
keep
it on. Don't
your
turn
privacy is not allowed in these walls. Okay? I need every little bit of the talent you guys have. So, okay, now that you're back, how about repeating everything you said?
Somebody commented and said when she texts Home Alone, but you have to stop for rubbers and lube on the way.
I like it. I just don't like the way you read it.
Wait.
Yeah, that's fine. It's you. I asked you to do it. You're not doing anything wrong. Just leave the microphone on. Here's one by Christian Stamey. I thought this was funny. It said, if that car was black, it would have went deeper.
Oh, God.
That's how you read an interesting comment.
Thank God it was a white car.
Right. When a lube job goes terribly wrong, these are some good comments, man. When you accidentally drive through the wrong drive-through lube. Yeah, brew through Hickory style. That was from Samantha Don Kings. A lot of great comments. Any other ones? Elliot, you got anything you want to say?
I'm not even seeing that feed.
Right, because you're on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
But circling back to the Babe Ruth day.
Yes.
Ken Bo, who, God bless him, just purchased tickets to your show right here in Hickory. So we'll see him soon.
So what's his name?
Ken Bo, B-O-W.
Ken Bo. Yes, I like, related to Tybo, the guy who did the instruction. Yeah. That's awesome.
Obviously. Yeah. But anyway, he pointed out that Babe Ruth was able to do all of that without steroids.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. We in the beginning of the show, we talked about Babe Ruth, how he had just a natural talent. He wasn't like a in-shape-looking dude. He didn't have a six-pack by any means. He drank a six-pack. A
few.
Before every game, it seemed like. But he did all that without steroids.
Oh.
Could you imagine if Babe Ruth did steroids, what that would have been like?
Wow.
Back then, right? Insane, right, Elliot?
Yes, sir. Crazy.
I love this show so much. I love everyone who watches it. I love all the sharing that you're doing and all the comments that you're leaving. I'm blessed with these two interns over here.
I thought you were going to say idiots for a second. I'm glad you said interns. I didn't know where you were going.
No, they're not idiots. They're very smart, intelligent, fun-loving dudes. And we have an idea for a new segment that we came up with during the commercial break.
Yeah.
Should I tease it now? I mean, why not, right? So I want to start doing a segment with Elliot called Nightcap. And it's just him, maybe like a 30-second little video of him just saying things like, real quick, before you that sleeping pill kicks in, I thought you should know, real quick, do you want to floss your teeth? And don't forget to set your alarm. Okay, I'm out. Thank you, boss. Like, I want that. Because that's how, like, that's how he talks. And it's funny because you're whispering back there because you don't want to disturb me. But I can still hear you. Which is why I don't want you to turn your mic off. So I don't miss these hidden gems. You know what I'm saying?
Humor nuggets.
Say yes.
Yes, yes, okay. Sir.
So another thing, since we're a podcast, audio podcast, when I'm looking at you and I ask you a yes or no question, I need to hear a yes or a no, because people listening can't hear this. They can't hear that.
So, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. Isaiah?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. He's getting it. All righty then. Let's move on to, dare I say, the anchor of the show. I love doing this bit. I've been calling into John Boy and Billy as well and doing this bit, and it's fun. There's a lot of negative things going on in the news, as we know, a lot of politics and pandemics, and I've told you many times. Tell us about it, Justin Clyde Williams. This is the segment.
We're just small town dudes with small town news, breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
All righty then, I got us a good one today. Check this out, dude. A Texas woman faces felony charges for not returning a VHS tape from over 21 years ago. Can you believe this? What's the last VHS tape? Did I ask you this already?
You did.
Don't remember. Oh, you didn't ever answer?
I never answered you.
Do you remember the last thing that you rented?
Hitch.
Hitch! That's a good movie. Hitch. Oh, that's one of your favorite films.
It's my favorite film.
Is it? Yeah. Will Smith.
Yep.
Kevin James. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you returned it.
Yeah, I rented it like 24 times. But I think I returned it.
Well, here's the one that I did, and we'll get to this in a minute. Now, we just found this here at the office, studio, whatever. I got a lot of my stuff here from when I moved. Things for the Goodwill game, things that I thought would be cool to add on YouTube, blah, 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 blah. So I got random VHS tapes laying around. I told these guys to go grab one of my VHS tapes, and here's the one they grabbed. We'll get to that in a second. But Karen McBride from Norman, Oklahoma, certainly remembers hers, especially now that she's facing felony embezzlement charges for not returning a tape back in 1999. The tape was Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Can you believe that? Is that one you want to keep? You know what I mean? She had that tape so long, it's now called Sabrina the Menopausal Mom. We have a video of this, by the way. I'm confused with the embezzlement part of this. That's the part that's got me. Like, how does it go from a very, very late fee, which is what it would have been or could have been, to embezzlement charges? That sounds like, you know, something that, you know, it's a Bernie Madoff thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. You say the word embezzlement from Bernie Madoff stuff. Maybe that's what she needed to rent was Weekend at Bernie Madoff's. The Alan Jackson, do you want to play the video that came with this thing? And we can show people what it's all about and then talk more about it. But, yeah.
Yeah, right when the ad decides to finish playing.
Dude, I'm telling you, these pop-ups today and these ads.
A lot of things popping up.
Yeah. Night Secrets. she said, they told me... She said, McBride said, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. She learned about her charges when she tried to change her name after her marriage. Her last name was McBride, too, which I thought was interesting. She's a McBride. That's when you get engaged at a McDonald's. Here she is. Let's listen to her tell it.
So I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
It was a moment of disbelief for Karen McBride as she was talking to the Cleveland County District Attorney's Office this week, where she learned she was a wanted felon for never returning Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, on VHS 21 years ago.
God,
a movie she says she never even rented.
No, actually, I had lived with the young man. This was over 20 years ago. He had two kids, daughters that were 8, 10, 11 years old. And I'm thinking he went and got it and didn't take it back or something. I don't know. I have never watched that show in my entire life. Just not my cup of tea.
Online documents show McBride was charged with embezzlement in March of 2000, but never knew about the charges until recently when trying to change her name on her license after getting married.
And they told me that I had an issue in Oklahoma, and this was the reference number for me to call this number, and I did.
She looks like she's in a trailer.
Meanwhile, I'm a wanted felon for a VHS tape.
Documents show the movie was rented at Movie Place in Norman, Oklahoma. We've since learned that business closed in 2008.
You think?
Ed Blau with Blau Law Firm told us Tuesday, even though there's technically no victim now in the case, because charges were filed and a warrant was issued against McBride, Cleveland County could still prosecute the case.
I mean, I didn't try to deceive anyone over Samantha, teenage witch.
Samantha Dawn Kingston, are you listening to this? Yeah, it's not Samantha the teenage witch, it's Sabrina, right?
Well, obviously she didn't know.
She has no idea. That's not her cup of tea.
It's not her cup of brew.
I want to know more about this roommate who didn't return it to begin with.
Yeah.
Sounds like a shady, like a bad roommate situation. Mm-hmm. Maybe that is her cup of tea. Bad roommate movies. She probably rented Single White Female. A lot. And maybe Jennifer Jason Leigh was her roommate. No, she said it was a dude, right?
Yeah.
A dude with two kids.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. McBride also believes she may have been let go at different jobs during those 21 years since the charges due to the felony were showing up on background checks. So now she's got a case here, I feel like. Against who? I don't know, because there's no company. She just needs to get, you know, be proven innocent. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
She doesn't need to go to jail. Get it off a record. I can see this too. Yeah.
Have you ever worked in a video store?
No, I've been to many, but I've never worked at one.
There's nothing more irritating than those people that don't rewind and be kind.
Yeah, I gotta you be want kind them to and go rewind. Yeah, maybe she was maybe she didn't rewind a bunch. She looks like she would rewind. I remember people having rewind machines.
I had one.
Specifically for rewinding.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
You had one?
Yes.
Well, did the rewind button not work on the
one
you had?
It's faster because you're in a hurry to get it back, so you didn't get a felony.
Yeah, you would take it out of one VHS player, put it in another one that would only rewind.
Well, I had a dubber, too.
Yeah, a dubber.
Yeah, you had the two, you remember? And you put the one you get from the video store, and then you dub it, and you sell it at Hoskins.
Oh, you make copies.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Well,
allegedly.
Yeah, we don't know this for sure.
Because I just don't know about the statute of
limitations. I wonder if you have warrants that you don't know about.
Probably. I got priors.
Well, you got priors for sure.
Yeah.
I got priors. We all got priors.
Yeah.
You know, it's previously before today.
Yeah.
But do you have warrants?
Mm.
I got pulled over one time, and I realized I had a warrant.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
This is great. You want to go first?
Driving issues. I have a long driving record. I don't like going to seat belts and inspections.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taxes.
Vaccines.
Vaccines.
Yeah, well, there's one for you. I got pulled over in Missouri one time, and I was just trying to get to the airport. You know, I was speeding. Cop pulls me over, and the cop that pulled me over was driving one of those Dodge Chargers that had the Hemi engines in it. They had just gotten them. And so when I got pulled over, I looked, I was like, yeah, I'm going to get out of this because he's going to know the hit. Yeah, I'm going to. Dude walks up, and in Missouri, they don't, I guess this is what they did. Anyway, he came to the door and said, I clocked you at blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. It's a rental car. I just wasn't paying attention. I'm not used to this. He goes, all right, well, come back here and sit in the squad car with me.
Ooh.
So I guess in Missouri, they would get you out of the car and you would sit in their car while they would do all this stuff. I don't know. This is what happened. So I get in the squad car and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, like, how am I going to bring up the Hemi thing?
Yeah.
So I can get out of this, you know what I mean? Pull some celeb points.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around like, oh, man, these are nice. You guys got these Dodge things here with the Hemi. I did a bunch of commercials for Dodge back in the day. And he's like, and he's doing paperwork. He goes, I won't hold that against you. You know, like he's not flinching. I'm like, no, it's not working. And then he's like, gets my license, and he calls it in. He's like, license, blah, 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 and he calls it in or whatever. And they come back on the thing, like, all right, we got a 798 on this guy. And I'm like, what's a 798 or whatever?
Yeah.
He goes, did you know you have a warrant for your arrest? I'm like, a warrant? No, I did not.
You thought it was the group, didn't you? Looking for you.
Yeah. Yeah, warrant just shows up. That's Firehouse. Quick, Elliot, what's a warrant song? Go.
Cherry Pie.
Cherry Pie.
Heaven.
That would have been
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Okay, that's just needed one. And now you're being too loud. There's no medium ground with you. But yeah, I would have rather Cherry Pie
She's
come out.
She's my Cherry Pie.
Yeah. No, he goes, you got a warrant for your arrest. I'm like, what? And apparently, I had been pulled over years ago for speeding, got a ticket in Missouri, didn't pay it.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, but I'm not debating it. I'm sure I didn't pay it.
Yeah.
And I just forgot about it. I was like, well, who cares? Never go back there again. There's no way they're going to talk to each other. And he goes, well, you didn't pay the ticket. And when you didn't pay the ticket, you're supposed to show up in court, and you didn't show up in court. Now you have a failure to appear in court, and it goes to a bench warrant, and you have a warrant for your arrest. And I'm like, what are we going to do about this? He goes, well, if I were closer to that actual county, I would have to take you in. But since we're so far out, I don't have to take you in. So you need to get this fixed. And so he let me go. I didn't get a speeding ticket, and I didn't get taken to jail.
And he got an autographed Hemi picture of you in front of the car.
I forgot. Yeah. I don't know if I did anything special. I got so lucky on that one. But yeah, it's possible that you have these things on your record and you don't know about it until you go to a DMV or something, which is what happened to Miss McBride here. She said, so the background checks, that was what got her. Like she could have lost jobs because of this and not known it because it showed up on a background check. That's sorry, ma'am. We looked at your resume and made some phone calls. And turns out you were not Waffle House material.
No.
We can't take you here.
Can't take you in an apartment. That's why you're going to be in the...
Perhaps a job at the White House. They'll hire anybody over there. The charges were eventually dropped by the district attorney's office after her story aired on local television, which we just saw. But the DA said in order to clear her record, she still needs to get her case expunged. So she still has to go through all this.
That's a $1,200, $2,000 problem.
Yep. It sounds like a job for attorney expunge Bob SquarePants. What? You didn't have it?
I was going.
Were you?
Yes.
You got to let me know these things. I don't want to step on yours.
Oh, my gosh.
But I got these. Like that. You want another one?
No.
Or maybe
did you already have that one?
I did.
Oh.
But that's a good one. Here's the last one.
Okay.
I already wrote this down.
All right.
And I did not do this one on John Wayne Billy.
Okay.
I said, it sounds like a job for Judge Judy Garland from Wizard of Oz, who's killed witches, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Full circle.
Wow.
That one's a stretch, which is why I didn't make it a job way, really. But
probably not. Listeners would not probably get that one.
No, that was it's too much work. Look, the town may have been small.
The town may be small, but the news is huge.
Boom, shakalaka. What a fun show today was, huh? We didn't... this is one of the ones that I got for the first time. Still have it right here. Never took it back. So I don't know. Maybe I've got a warrant for my arrest.
Probably Blockbuster's looking for you now.
Come at me, Blockbuster. JK, we did that before the show. That's fun. But Mask, great movie. Great movie. All right. Well, before we wrap this puppy up, any final thoughts from any of my interns back here?
Yes, sir. You remember Chad Clements that called in Arkansas Adderall?
Arkansas Chad Adderall.
That's him. Yes. He said, I mentioned Sebastian too, didn't I? And then he says, okay, Sebastian, I will call and mention you the next chance I get since your feelings were hurt.
Don't worry about him, Arkansas Chad Adderall. He's going to be fine. That's one of my new favorite nicknames. I love giving people nicknames. Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Isaiah?
So William Rod Reap has been bashing mine, Sebastian's, and Elliot's out.
Look.
Yeah. He thinks that Sebastian needs to have like a Western look. Ooh. And wear like a Stinson and stuff.
Stinson.
Tell William.
Stinson.
What's a Stinson? Stinson. I don't know what a Stinson is, but I need you to have
It's like
one.
A brand of like Western wear. Like they have cowboy. I have a pair of Stinson cowboy boots.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need you to bring those in here.
Yeah.
And I need you to read. I need you to look at that label and read it to me again.
Is there an E in there? Or is it I?
Stetson is a brand. I don't know what Stinson is. It might be a brand. Look, you've got real Adidas and you got fake Adidas.
That's right.
You might have real Stetsons and you might have your Stinsons. I don't know what you're rocking back there, Chief. But if you got something that says Stinson on it, I need you to bring it in here next week.
Tell William, he better be careful talking about my Ralph Lauren.
Hey, Mark, Elliot, the intern's intern.
Yes, sir.
Since William Rod Reap brought it up, can you run into the Goodwill room and possibly find a Western hat for my friend Sebastian?
That's
here.
That's right.
And maybe if there's a handkerchief. I don't know. See what you can find. And maybe if you have it by the time we get back here, you could do it the credits.
Yeah.
Let's see what William thinks. Yeah. William Rod Reap.
He didn't know I got priors. You better be careful.
That's right. You better be careful.
He got warrants.
He got warrants. I will be in Bloomington, Minnesota. Do not forget this because I've never been to this comedy club before. And if anyone needs to laugh, it is the Minneapolis, Bloomington area. So I want you all to know you can relax. I'm not going to get political. Come see me. Take your mind off that mess and come to the House of Comedy, Bloomington, Minnesota. I'm there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Don't forget, also, tickets are available for the John Reap and John Heffron Comedy Night at the Main Cellar City Club. That is a Monday night, 7:30. It's the summertime.
Yep.
You'll be fine. And then also, tickets are available for the Ann Arbor show in Michigan. We're basically doing a comedy stand-up comedy town swap.
Right.
So he's going to come to Hickory, do a show in front of my friends, and I'm going to Ann Arbor and doing a show for his friends.
Nice.
And we'll see what happens. Check out countryish.com. Become a Patreon supporter. We're listener supported. So there's different perks, different rewards. You get different things, as you know. So check that out. What else am I forgetting? Anything else that I need to bring up? Yeah, okay. Thank you, Elliot.
Yes, sir. Well, I think everyone around here can admit that you're kind of a big deal, right? I mean, you won Last Comic Standing.
Uh-huh.
A long history of stand-up comedy,
yes.
Been in television,
yes.
Movies.
Go ahead.
You did the ribbon cutting at that Piggly Wiggly last week.
Boom.
Okay.
And I'm going to be the mayor soon.
There you go. And you're on Cameo. Now, I have no idea how much you charge, but I'm guessing it's probably somewhere south of $5,000. Am I right?
Yeah. Hang on one second.
Yes, sir.
Mark, in that room on the top of the desks, if you look up, there should be a cowboy hat up there. Yeah, he came back with three top hats. There's a black top hat. Oh, well, he should have brought that white one for you. That would have been good. A white and a blue and a black. None of them wore a cowboy hat. And when you walk in that room, if your head does that, it is the first thing you see.
Yeah.
And somehow he missed it. How are you rubbing off on him?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Elliot,
thank you.
I am on Cameo. If you don't know what Cameo is, that is a celebrities, whoever you want that you might like from film, television, reality shows, social media. There it is. Well, they will do personalized video messages for you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, like, is that Toby Keith right there? Well, I'll be. Dude, you could be.
Stamos, give me a deal.
Hey, look, you know, Clint Eastwood was a long, lanky dude. He rocked those hats. I think you can do it, too. Anyway, you're saying John Bon Jovi. By the way, we got to find Ron Bon Jovi. Oh. He's still out there. He bought a new car, by the way. We'll get into that later. John Bon Jovi is on Cameo. For a limited time. He's charging $5,000 per video. I'm charging $40. And Mother's Day is coming up. And you know your mama wants to hear from me. Get her a, cameo. Let's get a good shot of that right there. Look at this dude. Ding-da-ling-da-ling-da-ling-da-ling-ding.
There you go, William. What's his name?
William Rod Reap. William Rod Reap.
William Rod.
Ding-da-ling-da-ling-da-ling-da-ling-ding. Dude, Raw, how do you look good in that thing?
Raw, I'm going to wear this out tonight.
Yeah. All right, look, any final thoughts? We're going to wrap this thing up. We're already going over a little bit. All right. John Reap merchandise at johnreap.com. Countryish.com for all your countryish needs. I think we plugged everything. I appreciate you hanging in there. Don't forget to hit the share button, rate, review, subscribe, and share. For the Alan Jackson, for Sebastian, for Elliot the intern, for Isaiah the intern, for Mark, Elliot the intern's intern, for Amar, for my bumpkins, I'm John Reap. Bicycle!
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back, but I wouldn't know that I'm from the coldest
side. Good times.
Don't smoke crack. Thank God I'm Countryish.
Really? Is that? Kind of life, I've always heard it pronounced that way.
Stetson.
Yeah.
Stetson. Stetson.
Thank God I'm Countryish.
I had the, instead of the members only jacket, I had the, what was the name of the one I, something club.
Yeah, members, like club members or something. It was, hey, everybody, it's me again. I just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. You know, we couldn't do this without supporters like you. Oh, wait, are you not a supporter? Well, you could be. It's real simple. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on the word support. That will take you to our Patreon page. That's our support page. And from there, you can support us many different ways. There's different levels. You got $5 and up. You got Pewter Pro, Rhinestone level, Executive Zirconia, all the way up to Platinum Elite, and all of them come with different rewards. We're talking hats, t-shirts, ginger beard masks, even be a guest on the show. You gotta check out our Patreon page. Go to countryishpodcast.com, click on support, and thank you.
Keep the hats on.
Oh, that's even better right there. That's great cheer. Oh, maybe you can just share one.
Y'all get ready. You're coming back. Mike's alive.
Yeah!
Baby, baby, if I can make you shit. Come on, it's not too late. Show's over. Why don't you hit the ship? If I can make you I'm gonna do it like Isaiah. I'm asking to know it today. Please hit an arrow button that points this way. I want you to hit the share button. Won't you hit it now? Stinson's.
We gotta get it sponsored by Stinson's.
Good night. Get out of here. Scrams. Oh, get out of here.